Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to bring in my friend Eric Berg. He's a professor of meat animal science and the American Meat Science Association fellow. Eric, how's your winter been so far? Are you enjoying the nice cold weather?
Yeah, we got a little spoiled there. It's kind of weird. I'll quick you acclimate and snap back into your cold weather attitude, I guess.
Well, I was talking to somebody else about this yesterday, and I'm not going to complain because we really have had a nice winter up to this point. Yeah. Well, I was doing some reading the other day, and I came across the story, and I immediately decided I needed a bigger brain, which I thought of you, and it has to do with meat. And I've actually found there's a few more stories of different companies, different development going on, but there is an Israeli company that is, and they call it the first, but again, I'm starting to see some other stuff out there, but they are 3D bio printing sirloin steaks. And my brain just kind of spun on that one a little bit. I know there's a lot of cool things you can do with 3D printers, and I'm not sure what a bio printer is, but maybe you can give us an explanation for folks that probably saw this on the news of the weird stories over the past week.
Great. Well, you know, your opening comments made me think maybe we can use the same 3D technology to print you a bigger brain.
Thank you.
Or me too. You know?
Drum roll, please.
Yeah. So, no, this is this technology that they're using. So 3D printing, people are maybe somewhat familiar with that, but maybe what they aren't familiar with is this artificial means for growing a steak in a lab. And really, that isn't such great science fiction because we've been doing that in muscle biology for a long time by what they call culturing cells. So we can collect stem cells from a developing animal. Those stem cells are yet to be determined, is what we say. So they could be muscle, they could be bone, they could be hair. So those are a bigger palette to do things with. You just have to have the right growth factors and hormones at the right time to make them become whatever tissue you want them to be. But there are adult stem cells, and in muscle, we call those satellite cells. And even somebody at my advanced age has still got some of these dormant adult stem cells in their muscle. And when we're active or when our muscles need repair, they kind of wake up and they can divide a time or two and add more nuclei, more protein to your muscle and make it bigger or repair what was damaged. So we can collect those types of cells, grow them in a dish. So with this technology, they're combining that with a 3D printer. So if we were going to print a bolt, you might use some silica or something, some very high tensile plastic to print this. With this technology, they're using actual living cells.
So is this real meat in the end? If I get one of these bioprinter steaks, these sirloins, and I flop it down, is there going to be a difference between one that I go buy at the butcher shop and the one that they just printed?
So you're asking Eric Berg, the former president of the American Meat Science Association, to go on record in front of all my cowboy friends out there and say if this is real meat or not. We don't know enough about it. So we've got to do a wait and see, because we read a lot about this in the news, and it makes the headlines, or it doesn't, as in this case, it didn't really get a lot of big airplay, at least not yet. And so I haven't had the chance to see anybody do analysis of it. Does it have the same characteristics as traditionally grown meat? Does it have the same nutrient profile? And I'm not just talking fat, protein, water. I'm talking about the things that make that protein, the amino acids. Are the fatty acids going to be the same? Does it taste the same? Does it have the same mouthfeel? So we don't know any of that. So it does come from muscle tissue, right? But it's grown in an artificial way.
Right.
So if we have people that are clamoring for labels on foods if they're genetically modified for GMOs, I'm certain that there will be some type of label that distinguishes this from traditionally grown meat. So it's going to be about the labeling. I don't think so.
Again, that was Eric Berg, professor of meat science at NDSU. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.